Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Loayza County Officer Joe Bloomberg about the Loayza County Love Initiative.
So why don't you talk to me just a little bit about what this Loayza County Love Initiative is and why you decided to create it?
I kind of decided to do this, but on my mind for a little bit. It's basically the initiative for the Loayza County Love. It's to show, you know, solidarity from our sheriff's office to other law enforcement agencies. You know, there's a couple different definitions of what solidarity means, you know, and the best one that I came up with, it's a shared interest and objective that create a psychological sense of unity. And that's why I kind of made it that way. I just wanted to show other agencies, it's not just within their own department that they have a law enforcement family with, that there's other agencies that are out there with common goals and that we need to show support for one another and that we're actually, you know, we're all a big law enforcement family, not just within their own agency, but expanded families with other agencies as well.
What do you hope to accomplish with this initiative? Is it more of a sense of community within other police departments, or what's kind of the overall goal you hope to accomplish?
Well, my overall goal is for the southeast part. I mean, Loayza County is in the southeast part of Iowa. My overall goal is to, with our surrounding counties, I just want to reach out to them and show support for their office and the people that work there. You know, they do a hard line of work for the public because we're always in the eye of the public for law enforcement personnel. I just want to tell those agencies, you know, that border us in these difficult times, I wanted to show some generosity to them and show them that they're appreciative for the work they're doing. Either I'll buy them, their staff breakfast, lunch, or supper. It just depends on, you know, when I can stop at their agencies. And basically all I ask in return is that their agency kind of pay it forward to another agency or even a police department, you know, to show a little gratitude to what they do and say, hey, we're here for you guys. You know, if you guys need us, you know, we're a big family and we need to have solidarity together. Basically, my ultimate goal is to kind of all the counties and the police departments that I stop, you know, either I buy lunch for the staff, breakfast, or whatever. My ultimate goal is to have all 99 counties in Iowa to sum up and pay forward for their work and, you know, just show them that, you know, we're united as one big law enforcement family and for the great state of Iowa.
So far, I know you visited one police department over in, I think it was like the Iowa-Illinois border. So what have you done so far, and what are you hoping to go to, or I should say, what's the next steps for your initiative?
For my first Loayza County Love Initiative, I actually called a buddy of mine. He works for Danville PD in Illinois, has a population of about 32,000 people, and his police department has 65 officers, including detectives and whatnot. I got a hold of him that morning and said, hey, you know, this is what I'd like to do for you guys, and I explained what I was doing. I know they're not within Iowa, but I kind of want to expand a little bit out to Illinois, you know, and show some initiative and solidarity to those guys. And basically what happened is I ordered some pizza for the day shift staff for lunch from one of their local pizza places. I mean, who doesn't like pizza? My buddy Jason, he sent me some pictures of the staff with the pizza. They were enjoying themselves, and I got messages from their PD officers, you know, say, hey, we appreciated the gesture, and we're going to forward this to, they're going to pick a different police department to kind of pay it forward to somebody else.
For yourself, as you're sharing this initiative and you're sharing your positivity with others, how important is it to you to share this positivity and solidarity with other law enforcements during these times?
For right now, I mean, it's a tough time right now for all. You know, all law enforcement know what's been going on right now. And in my mind, probably it's probably one of the toughest times of my 20-year career in law enforcement. Maybe I'm biased a little bit because the profession I'm in, but I feel that being in law enforcement is probably one of the hardest jobs to do. It takes a psychological and physical toll on you on this job. It really does. And like I said, I've been doing it for 20 years. That's why I kind of started this initiative in this tough time. You know, I just want to show some love and generosity and, you know, unity towards agencies, you know, saying, hey, you know, we need to kind of like, I'm not saying all the public is against us, but, you know, there's public people that it's kind of shaded away from law enforcement a little bit of what's been going on across the country and stuff like that. So, you know, it just shows some positivity and unity with other agencies. That's all I'm asking to do. And, you know, kind of pay it forward. You don't have to be an agency. You know, you can do it yourself. You know, you can show someone else, you know, personally, show some, you know, common decency and show some humility towards somebody else, you know, make their day. You don't have to do anything expensive. You know, buy their cup of coffee, buy them lunch, you know, it's going to make you feel good. And it's really going to make the other person feel good. And I think that's probably why that was my main initiative, you know, be kind to one another and show some unity to one another.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Loayza County Officer Joe Bloomberg. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.